Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And how is everybody doing this afternoon? I want to say thank you so much for restarting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. And I know that you have several choices out there, and I appreciate you spending time with us here. I'm Kim. I am your host. I'm here with Tom Spence. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well.
All right. And we got Anne Marie Williams. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And, of course, we've got Sherry Gaba in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. How
good.
Are you?
Good, good, good,
thanks
good.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And of course, my dad is in the studio. Do you want to just move that on over so you
can? I'm great, and I'm watching her wonderful performance here.
I just want to listen to you talk.
I know. Ooh. He's got that English accent, yeah. And he's on his way to England.
Oh.
England. So anyways, we've got a really great show today, and we're actually going to kind of chat a little bit about some really interesting topics. But I do want to remind you that, one, like us on Facebook. We're getting our numbers up there, and we really appreciate everybody, you know, tuning in there, because that's where you find out what's going on. Also, you can win tons of things that we have going on. And, of course, we've got Casa Pacifica and the after party at the patio. And so we've got so many things. We've already given out those tickets, but I hope that it's a win-win. I hope that you get your ticket and that you're able to go there. Also, I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show, that you can listen on iTunes and also on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. I do hope that you got a chance to listen to our 6 o'clock show every Saturday from 6 to 7. We start your day in a positive way. And it's all about the brighter side of the 805. That's what we talk about here. Anything that can enhance your life. I do want to remind you that, we've got, you know, a great group here, and our team, the Kim Pagano Show, would love to spread the word about your business. So if you have something new or you want to just get the word out about your business, give us a call at 805-419-0008. And again, write that number down. That is the number that's going to enter you to win. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back to you. So again, 805-419-0008. Let's introduce some of our new sponsors, Anne-Marie.
How about we talk about the patio restaurant?
Yeah.
The patio, if you're looking for something to do after Casa Pacifica tomorrow, the Spasmatics are going to be there.
Very cool.
Really cool. They're located at the Players Casino. Great steak, ribs, salad. They even have breakfast. Full bar, lounge on the patio. And they even have a custom-made cupcake.
Ooh.
Interesting,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an experimental restaurant, which means that the chef, a West cook, is constantly coming up with new dishes and learning new recipes and has guest chefs in to bring something new to the daily specials of the day.
Wow.
So really, check it out.
Yeah, it's a party that will never end.
Never ends. Spasmatics.
I love it.
If anybody remembers them, Spasmatics.
There you go. All right. And that's June 1st, of course. So who else is our sponsors?
I want to talk, great boutique. It's called 16 by Jama. I want to give a shout out to June,
yeah,
the owner. It's located right here in Ventura. It's called 16 by Jama. Everything in the store is only $16 or less.
I know. I'm looking at your shirt right now. Is that one of them?
Yes.
It's so cute.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
You got to check it out. Spice up your wardrobe. You got to get there's accessories, you know, new and improved outfit.
And you got to get in there because I wanted that and they didn't have it anymore.
Right.
So, yeah,
yeah,
limited stock,
exactly.
But it's really good.
Right. So they're located at 21 West Channel Islands Boulevard in Port Hueneme, actually.
All right.
So check it out.
There you go. Tom, can you tell everybody what we're going to give away? And also, I do want to remind you of this phone number. All you have to do is write it down right now so you can call in 805-419-0008. Tom?
We do have a Red Brick Pizza, $25 gift certificate there. Urbane Cafe, free sandwich, salad gift card. Cafe Nofola, that's a gift card too. Plus, if you want to go to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, They have a baseball exhibit happening right now. It's great. And the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is the most visited presidential library in the country. Along with that, we have Big Jamboree hosted by the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. That is happening June 6th, and that's at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks.
There you go. That is it. Again, call right now. Get your name in, 419-0008. I do want to tell you about our show today. Sherry Gaba, she is a psychotherapist and an author and a life coach, and she is joining us from SOBA Recovery right here in Malibu. It's right there by the beach. Can't get any better than that. So thank you so much for being here. We're going to talk a little bit about kind of preventing life, you know, that sometimes goes down the wrong road. So I'm really happy to talk about that. Then Amy Newmark, what a great publisher, editor-in-chief, and co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, her whole book series, one of my favorites, okay? But today we're going to be talking about Just Us Girls, and it's 101 stories about friendship for women of all ages. So I hope that you stay. We're going to be talking with Anne Marie. We've got some interesting topics, and what is the first topic that we're going to talk about?
Okay, the first one we're going to talk about is a sexy shoe survey, and this comes from ShoeBuy.com. Okay, it seems that 1 in 5 women are more turned on by a new pair of shoes than by a lover.
Really?
Can you relate?
Well, I have a lot of shoes. You know what? And I have to say, the reason why I love shoes is if I gain weight or lose weight, it doesn't matter. My shoes always fit, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. You can always find a great pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the top three things that turn a woman on are chocolate. This is according to ShoeBuy.com. Chocolate, shoes, and men. What would you
choose? In that order?
Apparently, yes. And over half of the women they polled admitted to judging someone based on their shoes.
Wait, are we judging a guy on his shoes?
I do.
I do, too.
Is that bad?
No, I like that. Sherry?
Listen, if a guy comes in and flip-flops on a date, like that's a
it's
loser
over,
bill.
Right?
That's not good. I want to see him.
There is
again.
No
over.
There will be no date.
We won't be seeing you again.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, and also 30% of women always wear flats on a first date to try to be shorter than their dates. Now, this
that's
has
never been my
we won't
never
have that
pretend.
Problem.
Yeah,
Kim.
All three of us, right?
Exactly. Never, never. And 25 of us admitted to not taking off our shoes when we're in pain.
Yeah, we're diehards, aren't we?
Yeah, I
You know what though? I've really gotten better because if they're not comfortable, you know, if it has to be really cute, then it has to be comfortable. I guess I am in that order, right?
Yeah, I guess. I think as I've gotten more mature, I'll say I have definitely taken comfort into consideration.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you need the heel, wedges.
Wedges
that's kind of a compromise, right?
Right
and I
here,
got mine
wedges.
On too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can
okay,
still be tall and sexy, but
what do you have? Heels.
Heels.
Do you have what kind of? You got those pumps on?
I have the pumps on.
So let's
talk
but
they're
about
comfortable.
Those pumps.
They're comfortable pumps.
Yeah. Are
so,
they?
Yeah. Okay. They're actually Nine West. I love Nine West.
Oh, Nine West is good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There are some makers that you know. And do most men make our shoes? Is that?
I honestly don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think, it's interesting. I just met one of my girlfriends that I used to do hair with, and she made her a whole line of shoes. And so that was kind of interesting. But she actually, I'm like, oh, wait, that could be another feather in my cap. We could do shoes, ladies.
Well, listen, some of these earthy shoe companies are making really stylish, sexy shoes that are comfortable.
Right. Now, what are they called? Birkenstock? Yeah, Birkenstock.
Okay, you will never see me in a pair
me
of Birkenstocks.
Me neither. Never.
Never.
You know, the older I get, the more I just
oh,
really,
God,
I know.
I know where she's going. Okay,
I know.
This.
And
yeah,
I just want to put this out there. To all the men out there, if you show up with a pair of Birkenstocks on a date, forget
you're
it.
Done.
You're done.
And Anne-Marie is looking for a date. No. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, if you are just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you are restarting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. And we haven't gotten Tom's feedback from anything or my dad's feedback, you know. But, you know, I'm so glad that you are here. We are the brighter side of the 805. And I've got Anne Marie and I got Sherry and I got my dad, Marty, and Tom Spence. And our phone number here is 419-0008.
So I'm curious, Tom, do you judge a woman by the pair of shoes she has on?
Never.
Seriously?
You got to be kidding. Seriously.
Okay, there's just, a woman walking down the street with a nice pair of sexy shoes, or there's a woman in high-top sneakers.
Does it matter?
Which one's prettier?
Let's say they're... So he starts at the top.
Okay.
I mean, good... I will say this. I'm starting to get women.
You're what?
I'm starting to get women by the conversation
you're
you guys just had.
Understanding us?
That was enlightening. First of all, check a guy's watch. Don't check his shoes.
I fully agree.
Watch. But you have to look at the shoes. I'm sorry.
And what if it's a copy? What if it's a copy watch?
Does it matter?
Get better.
Yeah. Marty, what do you think?
I agree with Tom 100%. We always look at the top end and then I go down the bottom. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I want to see what she looks like first.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if you're short.
I don't care about our shoes.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Women dress for women.
We do.
I will agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know what? There is nothing nicer than when you see a nice dressed guy, you know? And you know what? I mean, honestly, when they clean up and you go, wow, you cleaned up nice.
Yeah, some of them look really nice.
Yeah.
So who do men dress for? Women dress for women. Do men dress for women or do they dress for men?
When?
Every day.
Every day in and day out? No, you dress.
I mean, if you're going on a date with
you
your
dress
wife.
For comfort. You dress for ease. Yeah, if you're going on a date, certainly. If you're going to a wedding, you're not going to go in as I'm dressed now.
No.
But other than that, just
Tom
what's comfortable.
Although in California, I have seen a few guests looking just as you do.
Then they should not be allowed in.
Oh, I love it. But you know what? Tom cleans up very nicely. I've seen him.
Well, he looks nice every day.
Anyway.
Thank you. You haven't seen my shoes. See, there's the other thing.
Wait, which shoes do you have on? Let's see.
Right here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
$125 worth of footwear
shoes.
right there, baby.
Oh, I like it. Oh, you kind of like sounded like the Love Master for a second there.
If you could picture this, he has his foot up on the table.
It's a desk. Okay.
Desk. Okay.
Anyways,
it's
okay.
Not, and remember this, it's not what's on it, it's what's in it.
Ooh, well, how about that? Okay, you know what? With that, I think we're going to take a really quick break. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're just talking. We're just chatting. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Tom, let's give something away.
All right, let's go over, how about food?
Ooh, everybody
you can wear
food.
Anything you would like to the Red Brick Pizza. Very nice place. $25 gift certificate, and you could end up with just a really fun time. Red Brick Pizza, they've supported our charities.
Yeah, they do so much for our
very nice people, and great pizza.
Great pizza. Got to take you guys over there, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Anyways, 419-0008, 419-0008. Give us a call, leave us your name and your number, and somebody will get back with you. You will be entered to win here on the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to find out what Sherry Gabus got to talk about.
Looking for something to continue your fun-filled day after the Casa Pacifica Food and Wine Festival? The Kim Pagano Show has the perfect party lined up for you. Join us at the Patio Restaurant for the after party, which starts at 4 p.m. The Patio Restaurant is attached to the Players Casino in Ventura. Make the Patio Restaurant your next dining choice by visiting them just off the 101 freeway at Johnson Drive at 6580 Auto Center Drive, Ventura.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes. Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction. Then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all your calls out there. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. I know that we like to keep our show the brighter side of the 805, but I do want to just take a moment to mention that my heart goes out to all the families up in Isla Vista. And, you know, as parents, we all try to do our best. We really do. We all try to do our best, but sometimes things don't go exactly the way we want them. And, you know, I don't know. Anyways, again, I just wanted to, you know, not talk about it so much, but I do want to say, you know, if we see any signs, we really need to take that moment to make a difference. And again, you know, my kids are right in that age group, and my heart goes out to all the families out there that were affected, and the kids that were affected. So, Sherry Gaba, I know that you know are a therapist, and you talk with a lot of families and kids and parents, and grandchildren are grandparents now are raising their children, their grandchildren, right, as parents. And so there's so many different things, you know. I know we're going to talk about that afterwards, you know, just let's kind of start thinking about if any of our listeners out there have any questions that they might want to ask you, or, you know, just advice.
And the good news is we're talking about it. We're talking about it, and that's important.
And that's good, exactly, because a lot of times, you know, I think – years ago, they used to just not be able to
push it under the rug.
Yeah.
The Philip Seymour Hoffman death really opened the doors for conversation.
Yeah. So anyways, well, I am excited to bring our next guest on. And, you know, I love all of the series that Amy Newmark has, and that is Chicken Soup for the Soul. And this one is Just Us Girls. And we just had her on a couple weeks ago, but it's one of my favorite things to do. It's just 101 stories about friendship for women of all ages. And I really think, you know, men, and we'll talk to Tom and my dad here that's on the show right now, and you know, maybe think about it. Do women, is it easier for women to make friends than men?
I think so.
Yeah. Is it because, and I think as we get older, it's easier, because when we were younger, it was so cutthroat, you know, and a lot of the bullying and all that kind of thing. Let's talk to Amy and, you know, Amy, are you there?
I am here. I think it is easier for women to make friends because we talk more and we're more likely to just strike up a conversation with a stranger while we're in line at the DMV or something.
And why is that? Why can't men, or why don't men do that, Amy?
I just think they're not as good at expressing themselves and maybe opening themselves up to the risk of contact with a stranger. And I'm not saying that women aren't shy also.
Because there are some women, and, you know, and I even know in my group that I can see that I want to call them socially awkward. You know, have you ever met anybody that is socially awkward? I mean, sure you.
Yes,
Yeah, I mean, there's something called social anxiety. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I get that sometimes. You know, it's like, what do you say to somebody new? Right. But then, of course,
I think we all get it at one time or another, and depending on the situation, how we're feeling that day. I think a lot of factors you have to take into consideration.
But we do know that there are hormones that actually get brighten up when we're with women. What is it? The what is that hormone?
Oxytocin.
Oxytocin, exactly.
Oxytocin. I think I agree with you. I write a weekly newspaper column, and a few weeks ago I went out and had lunch with one of my really good friends who lives in my town, and I swear I see her twice a year, which is ridiculous. But we both work full time and we just don't see each other enough. And I went out with her just across the street from my office. We went to this little restaurant. Maybe I spent 90 minutes with her. I came back to the office feeling like I had been on a mini vacation.
Isn't that the best?
Being a friend, I said, I have to start doing this every week. And in my column, I said, I'm going to start having lunch with a friend every week. And guess how long that lasted?
I know, one
no
week.
No weeks at all. I didn't even do it.
I know,
I wrote
because,
it
you know,
column and I never did it.
And you know what? Thank you for admitting that, because we all start things and we all say we're going to start exercising. We're going to start doing this, you know, and we put so much pressure on stuff, and then life gets in the way. And you know,
and we're on our computers more. So we're not in person as much as we used to be.
Yeah.
And life shouldn't get in the way of friendships, because I don't think anybody, when they die, says, I wish I had worked more, but they might say, I wish I had kept up with my friends better.
Definitely. I totally agree with you. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7 show every Saturday here on AM 1590 KVTA. Right now we're talking with Amy Newmark. We're talking about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Just Us Girls. What made you write this book?
All right, so here's what happened. I noticed that a lot of my friends were saying, I need new friends, or I need more friends. But I think even younger people do it. I'm in my 50s, but I think even my daughter, who's in her 20s, does it. I think you just get to the point where you realize that certain people aren't really adding any value to your life, and you need to start shedding some people who were on your friends list and adding new people. And I swear, I must be the most naive person in the world, but I actually didn't know what a frenemy was until a few years ago, when I realized one of my friends was a frenemy.
A frenemy. I've never heard that, but I
love that. Oh, God, I don't feel so bad. I think that maybe if you're like...
Have you ever
the
heard
Lindsay
of a frenemy?
Age,
yes,
you know
of course you have. But Amy's going to explain it to Kim.
No, that's like, I think it's... I
who
think
knew?
All the younger women know what a frenemy is. And then I finally realized that one of my friends was actually acting like a frenemy, because she would be my friend, but then she would say all these snarky things
behind your back. Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
Then I said, oh my gosh, I have to start pruning this list. In fact, I read a Chicken Soup for the Soul story that was written for one of our other books about breast cancer, and a woman was saying she was going for her chemo, and this woman was driving her to chemo, and then the whole time they were driving to chemo, this woman who was supposedly her friend kept saying, I knew this one and that one who died, and was being very downbeat. And she said, in the garden of my life, I don't need weeds like that. I have to prune the weeds out of my garden of life. And so anyway, a few years ago, I said, I don't need frenemies. I want real friends who are happy for me when things go well and sad for me when things don't go well, and where I care about them. And so I pruned a little. And then I started thinking about all of my friends who were saying to me, I need to get some new friends. And I thought about doing a book called The New Friend Project, like the Happiness Project that was such a big hit. I thought, let's do The New Friend Project. So I started collecting stories for The New Friend Project. And we just weren't getting enough stories, or they were really snarky.
Wow.
Yeah, because, of course, if you're writing about why you need new friends, or it could be a little snarky, right?
Right. It could be sad. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I totally agree with this. You know what? It's funny, because I call that my support team. You know, where you have friends that you can, and I really believe there's friends for different seasons and different reasons. You know, there's friends that you cry with, there's friends that you talk with, there's friends that you laugh and get crazy with, and they're not all the same kind of friends.
That's true. There's couple friends.
Yes.
And then there's single friends. There's lunch friends. And then there's dinner with husband friends. Well, so because we weren't getting anywhere with the new friend project, I said, what I noticed was that we were getting great stories just about female friendship in general. So I said, why don't we just do a book about how great it is to have female friends? So that's how I came up with this concept of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Just Us Girls. And it wasn't a topic we had ever done before. And it was so much fun to put together because we have so many great topics. And we do have a lot of stories in here for women who are a little shy and don't really know what to do. And getting a new friend is kind of like scary dating.
Yes.
So we have a lot of stories about like taking the plunge, taking those risks.
You have tips on how to find new friends then in the book.
We absolutely have tips about how to find new friends. We have
anything you can share?
Stories that are really good about that.
Share one tip for us.
Okay, so one of our regular writers turned out to be really shy, and I didn't have any idea that she was. And this woman, her name is Chanel, she had a good friend, but then her friend moved away, and then she was just kind of lost. But she had noticed that this friend of hers who moved away had been so open about being friends with women who were married and had children, women who were single, women who had lots of kids, women who had no kids, women going through divorce or addiction. She just welcomed everyone into her circle of friends. And it was very stimulating. And when Michelle moved away, Chanel's friend, Chanel said, I have to try to make some friends now on my own, even though I'm shy. And so she just forced herself, and she began to stretch out and look beyond her own age or life stage or circumstance. And she made a diverse group of friends. And it was really great for her. And she had to just force herself to take that scary step. And we have so many like that. We also have stories from women who did something that they had no idea would lead to friends. Like one of our editors, her husband loves Corvettes. He has 5 Corvettes. They live in California, so you're probably not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband made her join the local Corvette Club, which she really thought was just for guys. But then all the wives started joining the Corvette Club with their husbands. And then, this won't surprise you either, the women took over running the club.
Of course they did.
And our editor became the president of the club. And the other females filled all of the board member positions. And then they changed the club. They started going on. They would go like in a Corvette caravan and go to a wine tasting or to a dinner or museum trips, or they started driving up to Canada, driving to the East Coast, driving all over the country in caravans, and they started having a really great time, and she made her best friends in that car club, and she never expected it. So that was really a great example, too, of how you can find friends in the most unlikely places.
I love it. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. This is truly the brighter side of our life, and we are in the 805 right now. But Chicken Soup for the Soul, Just Us Girls, that's what we're talking about here. What is so great about having friendships and special connections between women for you?
For me, I think women really understand each other. I mean, your husband can be your confidant. Your boyfriend can be your best friend, whatever. That male in your life can be a really close buddy who you can tell everything to, but he won't understand it the exact same way that a woman will understand it.
Yeah.
And so there's just something so comforting about spending time with other women, and we get silly together. We all get it. We really do. And I just find it incredibly stimulating to spend a little time with my friends, that I know I should be doing it more, as we all should.
Yeah, Sherry, what does it mean?
It's a great reminder of that.
Exactly. Sherry, what does it mean to you to have a really good friend?
I had to recreate a whole new life after my divorce a couple years ago. My ex-husband was my best friend, but that was probably the problem. He was more a friend than a husband. And so I had to start all over again because I made him my life.
Yeah.
And so I learned the hard way, but I'm so grateful because, you know, I've created a whole new life, and it is possible to make new friends at any age.
I like that.
And I just want to say that it does take time to establish new friendships. For all the women out there that are feeling like, oh, I don't have a good group of friends, it really takes time. So give yourself that time. I think if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and you'll establish those connections.
Yeah, and it is a trust.
You know,
and then that takes time.
It takes time. Yeah, you have to trust. You open up. You know, I actually, and I don't know if I told you this already, Amy, but I'm a hair therapist, and I deal with women and men all day long. But I started seeing a connection where most of the women that sat in my chair, men don't share as much, okay? But all the women, as their kids got older, they were making less friends and less connection and being more by themselves. And so as I booked them with different clients, I would introduce them to each other. And they started to say, oh, God, when you book my next appointment, can you book me with, you know, whoever they were sitting with? Yeah, it was really. So then I started a women's support group. And I'm telling you, 100 plus women that look forward to only positive talks, and you see the connection of everybody wants to share how they can make somebody else's life easier.
Yeah, and I'm actually part of that group, and I have made some really wonderful friendships through that group.
Yeah.
Women love to share. I mean, women are so happy to share their best advice, their best tips with perfect strangers, right? Mm-hmm. We're very good about that. Mm-hmm.
And do you think that's more so as we get, older? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Do you think we're going to be like those old people who are handing out the suckers at the bank and talking to the tellers?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I think when we're younger, we're just a little more competitive.
Maybe.
And I'm not sure we always want the best for other women that are around us. I'm not saying I was ever like that.
But I don't think I ever was, and that's how you become naive and you have frenemies instead of friends.
I love that word.
I know there are other women like that, because I used to notice that in business, you know, where you'd have somebody say at your level in business, and all of a sudden you'd hear that she was just saying stuff about you behind your back.
Yeah. And how do you handle that?
Well, in business, the way I had to handle it was I had to never be seen speaking to that person again. Because if you were even seen speaking to that person, she could then make up whatever you were supposed to have talked about.
Oh, that's interesting to see that. Now, did you confront them?
No.
See, I don't think.
There was no point.
Yeah.
Because all they would do is take that and twist it around and
have more animation.
Make up whatever was said then also. I remember one woman made up this whole story about how I broke the soda machine, kicking it and attacking it because I wanted a Diet Coke.
That is crazy.
But she didn't know that I don't drink diet soda because I'm allergic to aspartame.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Isn't it just about keeping our eyes open? Just being awake to who we meet.
Yeah.
But most women aren't like that. I mean, no. You get that a little. But I guess you're right. When people are younger, I mean, maybe you get to a certain point where you're not trying to be competitive about who's wearing what or who's getting what husband or anything like that.
Now, Amy, do you think, and I'm going to put this out to everybody, do you think it's hard to have a lot of girlfriends when you are married because your husband wants to spend more time with you? What's your thought on that?
I think it is, because you certainly, at least for me, if I went out for dinner, my husband would look forlorn, right? So my friend experiences have to be at lunch. And then there's also the whole couple issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pick female friends where the husbands or the boyfriends or whoever get along as well so that you can do couple things together. And sometimes that works great, and sometimes it doesn't work.
Right, right. Now, okay, so are you involved in a lot of groups?
Me?
Yes.
I'm an East Coast girl.
Okay. So does that mean yes or no?
No.
Okay, so you don't go out a lot.
In groups, you mean like to events?
Yeah.
Or no?
No.
You know what I do? I work.
You work?
And then I work. And then you know what I did this Memorial Day weekend? I edited 62 stories for our next dog book.
So you're a workaholic.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't want to be. It's just that it seems like I go from one
extreme
to another.
Wow. Anne-Marie, are you involved in a lot of groups?
I am. And I just want to say that I am also an East Coast girl. Well, I used to be an East Coast girl.
But now you're in Southern California.
I am now a West Coast girl. Yeah. I've been here for 26 years. But I think, you work a lot, but I think you have to find a happy medium. You have to find a place.
Balance.
Yeah, balance. And it's about, you know, even when we talk about exercising, you schedule time to do that. So it's the same thing with friendships. You really have to schedule that time. Yeah. Make an effort.
Yeah.
Just like a date night with your husband. Schedule
it. I think you guys are better at it than I am.
Well, we're going to teach you, honey.
Yeah, I need some hair therapy, too.
There you go.
I was looking at my son's wedding pictures, and my hair was just all over the place.
Oh.
I need Kim's therapy.
There you go. I love it. I love your book. So, you know, and that's really where I come from in my heart, and that's really what I project for my show, is we all have gifts that we can offer, and you might be better at something, and I might be better at something, but why not help each other? And that's, to me, how we put together a support team. You know, Sherry's got her gifts, Anne-Marie's got her gift, and, you know, and so you kind of have a team. You know, it's like a first baseman, a second base, you know, a catcher, a pitcher. You need that in order to kind of, you know, one person's going to make, you know, reservations, and one person's going to, you know, figure out what we're going to eat when we get there. So that's what it's all about. What's your favorite story that you can share with us in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Just Us Girls?
In this book?
Yeah.
My favorite story. Let me think about that. I guess I like the ones where women are brave and they actually go out and really try. And I guess it's really the first book, the first story in the book. Always the first story is one of my absolute favorites. And it's about this woman, Melissa Zifzal, who signs up for activities at the local library in order to meet other moms. She decides she's going to put herself out there, and then she continues doing library activities as she has her next two children, and she makes lifelong friendships this way, and I think that's extremely inspirational. And I should go join a book group at least, right?
There you go.
Meet some other women, there, right?
You need to just get out of the house, I think.
You're right. I need to get out of the house and out of the office.
Yeah.
You guys are inspiring me.
Wow. That's what it's all about here on the Kim Pagano Show. You know what, Amy? I can't wait to talk to you again. You've got so many books. I'm serious. Each one of them has a special message. Where do we find this book?
So Chicken Soup for the Soul, Just Us Girls is... if they have it in stock, it's at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It's on Amazon. It's on BN.com, which is BarnesandNoble.com. It was in Walmart. I'm not sure if it's still there, but you can definitely get it online.
I love it.
Great read any time of the year. Really good.
I'm taking it on the airplane with me. I'm telling you, it's a great read.
Oh, yeah, and we have the ebook also, of course, if you want lighter weight.
Oh, can you email that to me? I would love that. There you go. All right, Amy Newmark, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Just Us Girls. I can't wait to talk to you again, and thank you so much.
Thank you all.
And when you're out here, I want to see you. I want to get your hair done.
I'm going to come to you for my hair therapy.
There you got it.
Okay,
All right, thank
Bye.
You. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I would love to give away some Jamboree tickets right now. And Tom, can you tell us about those?
The Big Jamboree is coming up at the Borderline in Thousand Oaks, just at Moore Park Road. And the 101, it supports Big Brothers Big Sisters. June 6th is when that is happening. And we have tickets available. It goes from 6:30 to 10:30, again, at the Borderline. Very popular bar and grill. Was big on country music for so long, and it carries on that tradition, helping out Big Brothers Big Sisters. Pull up your cowboy boots and get ready to go.
There you go. And we just had her on our show a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah. And she says there are lots of surprises there. So right now, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Stay with us.
Eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the Silent Auction,
Then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Looking for something to continue your fun-filled day after the Casa Pacifica Food and Wine Festival? The Kim Pagano Show has the perfect party lined up for you. Join us at the Patio Restaurant for the after party, which starts at 4 p.m. The Patio Restaurant is attached to the Players Casino in Ventura. Make the Patio Restaurant your next dining choice by visiting them just off the 101 freeway at Johnson Drive at 6580 Auto Center Drive, Ventura.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for listening to our show here on AM 1590 KBTA. And again, thank you for making us one of the favorites for Ventura County. You know, I do want to remind you of our Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Listen there. Go to my website. You can hear all of our past shows, and they're all downloaded there and also on iTunes. And again, our phone number right now is 419-0008. 9-0-0-0-8. Give us a call. Anne-Marie, do we have a little gift certificate to give away?
We do. It's from Cafe Nafola. They feature locally grown, locally made foods from SoCal, mostly Ventura County. Everything is made fresh. The hummus is made with no oil. All the dressings, and all their dressings are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, and the salad that we had when we were...
Oh my gosh.
It was so good.
They have the blueberries. All the sauces are made in-house. They have homemade peanut butter. Everything is healthy. No preservatives. How often can we say that about food? They're located at 3000 Bunsen Ave, Unit J in Ventura. It's just off Victoria and Olivas.
There you go. And we've got a gift certificate. So
we
right
do.
Now.
We have a gift certificate. So call in.
Right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. So you can get your name in for that. Again, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. All right. So Sherry Gaba, you know, I know this is something that we need to address. I've got teenagers. And, you know, just schools and families are discussing this now. But just, you know, drugs have really taken, a front.
Well, in our own backyard, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's an important topic. It's not a fun topic, but the good part is if we talk about it like we are right now, just a bunch of moms, I think we can create an environment where we can maybe do some saving of teens
What's
out there
and young
adults.
What's your opinion of Colorado that they just made marijuana, it's all legal out there, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm probably going to stay away from the politics because, you know, to me, drugs are drugs. And to me, marijuana can be a gateway drug
exactly.
to other drugs.
So everything.
I just have to kind of leave that in that place.
I'm glad you did. Okay.
You know, although people, you know, there should be taxes, on the other hand, for because there is a lot of money being made and states could use the tax money. Okay. But, you know, it's really a balance.
Yeah. Sherry, we were talking earlier about, and I was surprised to hear that heroin is a big issue now. And you're explaining to me why that is.
Well, what's happening is when we were kids, you know, the kids would smoke marijuana. Now what they're doing is they're smoking heroin. They're shooting up heroin. What's happening is they're finding the painkillers in their own parents' medicine cabinets, and they're running out of those pills. They're getting hooked, and they're basically saying, okay, I'll just try it once. That's what's happening. They'll say, okay, I'll just try heroin once. We wouldn't have dreamed of that when we were kids. Our friends wouldn't have dreamed of it. And they try it once, and they're hooked. And then they start, then they become a junkie. Then they become a heroin
addict.
Yeah,
is it hard to, can they not stop it after they try it once?
They're physically hooked.
Really?
And it's, you know, the kind of drug that is instant euphoria.
So, like, right off the bat,
oh, yeah.
the very first thing that we need to really, I mean, what sounds like an urgency to me is to say, make sure all of your medications that you are not using or you are using are locked up.
Oh, absolutely.
I lock all my stuff
absolutely.
Up. Yeah,
You know, it's just not like it was it just isn't. I mean, even parents that think that they're close to their kids are manipulating them. They're saying things that they think their parents want to hear, and they're out there going to parties and using drugs. It's just so prevalent. Even the drug dealers out there. I mean, look at that show Breaking Bad that was so popular for so many years. I mean, you never know. It could be a teacher selling them drugs. It could be a friend. It could be anybody.
I think you'd be surprised, right?
You'd be very surprised. And I think that show really, you know, illustrated that.
Can I just put in a side note
here? Sure.
When we're talking about locking up our drugs or getting rid of them, we know that we never, ever flush them down the toilet.
Right.
I know that police departments like Camarillo have drop-off sites in the lobby of the police department, so you can bring your unused drugs there.
I'm glad you're bringing that up. I think that's great.
I think that's a great way to get them out of the house safely.
I think that's really good.
Right? Never.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I'm really glad you brought that up.
Now, when you say that they're smoking, you know, I know a lot of people do pain pills, right, and they smoke them. Is that correct?
Right, they can do that. They can smoke them. But what's happening is they're running out of the painkillers, and then they're going right to the heroin. I mean, it doesn't even matter if they're smoking painkillers or heroin. It's all opiates.
So,
but there's help out there.
Okay, you know, let's talk about that. What is the help?
Well, I mean, immediately you want to get them into a treatment center. You know, you want to get them in a place like SOBA Recovery, which is what I'm affiliated with.
And I have to just say, this isn't just kids. This is, you know...
it could be a housewife. It could be... someone that's
it's
a career
every
mom.
I it's, mean there's so many people nowadays that
addicted to painkillers,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And you know what I wonder, what is it? Are we all searching for happiness? Are we 24/7 have to feel fulfilled? You know, are we, is it a fake world? You know, I heard my daughter say that Facebook is really just such a fake, you know. It's such a you know, you think you have friends on there, but it's really not.
Well, we know addiction is that thing that we talked about last week, is filling that empty space, that void. You know, what is it that we're not replacing that emptiness with? You know, where can we find joy in other areas of our life? I took up canoeing. You know, that's bringing
that's
me the greatest
joy in the
world.
That's so cool. We're going to talk about that, too. Yeah.
I mean, I did it twice this weekend. I mean, you know, over 50, you know, starting canoeing. I mean, who would have thought? There's joy out there. That's what we need to help these kids with, is to help them find joy.
What are some of the symptoms? What are we looking for so that we can spot a child, an adult that's hooked on heroin or some other kind of drug? What are we looking for?
So some of the things are a drowsy appearance, dozing off, their head drops off, constricted pupils, eyes slightly or fully dosed, mouth hanging open at times. I mean, it's really basically a whole list here. Talk slow with a slurred speech, appears disoriented and dazed, displays poor mental functioning, displays poor hygiene. Also, you know, the usual, watching out who their friends are. Who are they hanging out with? I mean, that's kind of an obvious. Displaying an unkept appearance, scratching themselves a lot, spending a lot of time in the bathroom, lying all the time and making up stories, continuing to ask for money, drug paraphernalia present within the home. I mean, these are all the real obvious signs that you want to be looking for.
Right. Wow.
And I think it's really great, Kim, you know, and Anne-Marie, that you're putting this on this show just to kind of make people aware, because it is in our backyards.
Yeah, and are people being, I mean, I heard that a couple people were being arrested for this, but why are we not getting to the bottom of this?
I think it's a much bigger picture than we can talk about on this show, but I think it's a really big picture. I mean, if you Google heroin epidemic, I was doing that today, heroin epidemic, you know, and I couldn't believe how many articles there were all over the country about how it's infiltrating all the small towns, all the communities, all the big towns. It's everywhere in our backyard communities, our bedroom communities. And so we just want to be aware. Again, it's all about being woken up to what's going on and not putting our head under the sand, not thinking that it can't happen to us, because it can.
And I really think, you know, I have four children. You know, it's all about, you know, you have your group of friends, like we were just talking about, as moms, as, you know, we were in PTA, all those kind of things. You see something that maybe another parent doesn't want to really take notice of, you know? And would you have enough guts to come and talk to somebody, other, you know, somebody about their kid?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of situations where I've seen things, and that's tough.
Really?
Maybe you can go to the school. If you see something that's kind of awkward and you don't want to directly go to the parent, maybe go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
and say something.
Yeah, I did go to a parent, and one of my girlfriends and I did go to a parent, and they totally denied it. They totally was like, oh, we got it all under control. Don't worry about us. Thank you very much. Kind of almost like pushed us away. And, you know.
So that's
and,
a great and, point, Kim, because yeah. addiction is the only disease that says we don't have a disease.
Yeah.
It's the only disease that says, no, not me.
Yeah.
Because if you admitted that you have that disease, or if you're a parent and you admit your child has that disease, then uh-oh, I really have to look at myself. You said something interesting. You said, what is the issue? So besides the emptiness issue, I think people are just not aware. They don't want to be aware. They're running around on autopilot.
And they don't know how to fix it.
And they feel helpless.
Right. They and feel they feel helpless. That by thinking that there's a problem, that they're not a good parent.
But there's so much help out there, right. you know. And so I want to give two numbers. Yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to call me directly, they have any questions, and they just want a person to talk to directly, I'm at 818-756-3338, 818-756-3338. And then if you want to call SOBA, they have great people on the phones there. That is a rehab for inpatient treatment where your child would go for 30 days, or adult for that matter. 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451.
And let me ask you a question. SOBA Living, okay, what is it? What are they going to find there? You know, I've seen it before where, you know, parents feel like they're not doing the right thing. You know, maybe they're young, they're still minors. Whatever it is, in the end, it's just, you know, it's almost like a flower of seeing somebody get better, right?
Well, what's so great about SOBA is the long-term care. A lot of these treatment centers, you'll go for 30 days, or you'll go to an outpatient where you're going home at the end of the day. That really usually does not work for the seriousness of heroin addiction. You really need long-term care. You need to change everything. You need to change your friends. You need to change your atmosphere. You need to be away from everything that you know. You really are being asked to reinvent yourself, and that's what SOBA provides.
And that's really difficult. And so when you say long-term, are we talking like 90 days?
Yes, 90 and more.
And then, but then even then, it's a struggle because when you come out, how many of those in treatment can come out and actually move to a different location? Or
a lot of them do. It's they really do? Amazing. Is that the key? A lot of the kids that go to SOBA end up staying there a year and longer, end up working at SOBA. Most of his employees have been through treatment through SOBA. I mean, it's like a family. It's like a community.
And not only that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we think, well, we'll just send them right back to school. We'll send them. You need to change schools. You need to change. I mean, you really need to change your identity,
you
like you,
you
just
do.
Said.
You need to change
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. One, I thank you so much for choosing us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I've got Anne Marie, Tom Spence, Sherry Gaba. We're talking to her right now. We're talking about addictions. We're talking about things that could happen right here in our backyard. And, you know, we all try to be our best. We all think that, you know, it's not going to hit our family, that it's not going to be, you know, but it does. And it's right here. And it might not be your family. It might be your friend's family. And so there's just things that we can do to make that a little bit easier.
We're doing it right here by starting the conversation. That's what it's all about. Just start talking about it.
Yeah. And I think it's important to know, too, that drug dealers are not always in dark alleys.
Yeah.
They're people we know that we deal with every single day, and I think we'd be surprised.
Exactly. That's what I was saying earlier. Like and teachers, could be a it could be a clergy person. It could be anybody. You
right.
just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Could
right.
be your, it could be your
kids, babysitters.
Parents, best. Could be your kids, friends,
now, you
parents.
Know what? And that's another.
I hear that
I mean,
a lot.
I know we only have a couple minutes, but we're gonna have to talk about this
parents
again.
Parents
you
that
know?
Do drugs with their kids.
Yes,
very common. I
mean,
hear that. I have clients that come in all the time. They think their parents are so strict because their friends' parents are partying with them. It's like, really?
And you know, and that's another thing. I mean, I always wanted to know the friends that my kids were hanging out with, but now they're older. I don't have that control anymore of where they're
or
going.
Or when they go to college,
but
you don't have that control.
Exactly. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to worry about there. And unfortunately, our world's gotten really hard to keep
world.
A hold. Yeah. So give out those numbers one more time.
Sure. If they want to talk to me directly, I do work with the parents of addicts. Sometimes they just want someone to talk to. I'm at 818-756-3338, 818-756-3338. And if they want to call SOBA directly, it's 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451.
All right. Well, I have a really quick little fun topic because we have a couple minutes left, but But I looked up a couple things. You know, 10 ways you make yourself look older without even realizing it.
Oh, let's hear.
Okay, so it's kind of a twist on a, you know. But one, you know, being a hair therapist, okay, so many of us dye our hair. And whether you're blonde or you're dark, okay, you don't want to be too dark when you're older, and you don't want to be too blonde. And so you kind of want to have a little bit of a contrast, you know, and counteract your skin color. So that's the big thing. I mean, so if you have olive skin, choose a deep reddish, dark brown color, okay? And if you're paler, you want to brighten up with a lighter brown dye. Are you
trying to tell me something?
No, yeah, you look awesome. No, both of you guys look awesome.
I think she
awesome.
Wants to do my hair. Or she probably does your hair already.
You're
talking about me.
No, Marty. There you go. But another thing is, you know, we all say tomorrow we're going to work out, right? Anything is better than nothing, right? I mean, Anne-Marie just ran a marathon, you know.
Half a marathon.
But, you know, I mean,
congratulations.
That's, yeah.
Thank you.
Just start working out a little bit is better than anything. The other thing is skimping on deep conditioning, okay? So many of us use cheap shampoos, cheap products, all that stuff, right? And it strips your hair out. And
right. So the deep conditioning, you would know. So this really does work.
It really does work.
Penetrate the shaft of the hair.
Yeah.
And so it's
worthwhile.
And
the biggest thing, as we start to age, you start to get gray hair. It doesn't. It's so porous that you can't, you know, you have to condition it. So it needs to add moisture. It needs that so that we don't look older and our hair doesn't look older.
Yeah, my hair has changed drastically over the last few years.
We all have, so that's a big thing. So get some really good conditioners and also some oils to put in there to shine it. Just a little bit of moisture. Not, you know, not oil so you look, you know, greasy, but just that little bit of oil. Over exfoliating. Okay, I mean, that's another thing. Just get rid of those dead cells. Have you ever seen people that just have really dry skin and they don't, you know, so make sure that you use good moisturizer on your hair, your skin, your body, oils, all that stuff.
Right, so you need to exfoliate.
Right,
but not to the point of where you're going to be a red.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a good one. Wearing old bras. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, some people never change the size or their bras.
You should get remeasured, I think, yearly.
Yeah, so that's anyways. Well, I got more tips, but we're going to do that the next show. Again, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Cher Gaba, thank you so much. Dad, I'm so glad you were here. Anne-Marie, Tom Spence, and all my listeners out there, let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. Thank you so much for listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and make sure you get in touch with us. You've been listening to